أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآل محمد. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم and welcome, dear mourners of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Our condolences to the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalal farajah al-Sharif. May Allah hasten his reappearance unto you all and all the believers across the world upon the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his family members and his companions. And welcome to SOQ's Muharram 2024 Majalis in English, broadcasting live from the holy city of Qom, organized by the students of Qom and technical assistance provided by the Islamic Studios. Tonight is our eighth Majalis out of the eight, the last night during this first days of the sacred month of Muharram. So tonight we commemorate Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam, the flag bearer of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah accept our commemoration of the martyrdom and mission of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So my first quote for tonight is from Imam Khomeini, ridwanahullah ta'ala, which is, let the blood smeared flags of Ashura be hoisted higher and higher as a token of the arrival of the day for the oppressed to take their revenge. Again, let the blood smeared flags of Ashura be hoisted higher and higher as a token of the arrival of the day for the oppressed to take their revenge. So, brothers and sisters, this is a time to hoist flag of Ashura higher and higher for the oppressed people of Philistine. This is a time to hoist the flag of Ashura higher and higher for the oppressed Muslims all over the world. This is a time to hoist the flag higher and higher for the oppressed people all over the world. It is either now or never. So please do the needful as we await the coming of Imam Mahdi, ajalal farajah al-Sharif. So as we continue with the Ziyarat al-Ashura, please remember our brothers and sisters all across the world in your du'as, especially our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, Yemen, Bahrain, Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, Kashmir, India, Zambia, Nigeria, Philippines, and all over the world. So may Allah help them all and answer their calls for salvation. So and please also remember our brothers Muzamil Zaidi, Asif Naqvi, and Daniel Himani. May Allah give them and their families the strength to overcome their trials. There is a special request for the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha and three times Surah Al-Ikhlas for all the ulama of the past and the present, all of the shuhada of Islam, all of our marhumin, and all the marhumin of tonight's sponsors, and all the believers across the world with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the great points Rahbar made in this video was the importance of making the right move when necessary. If you let it pass, or if the time passes, there is no point anymore. If Sulaiman ibn Surad made the right move at the right time, he wouldn't have left the sides of Imam for a moment. Brothers and sisters, one of the main essence of playing videos like this is so we don't make the mistakes those elites made. Brothers and sisters, today, the representative of our Imam, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is calling all the Muslims all over the world to support the oppressed Palestinians against the tyrants of the world. So it is important we heed to this call. It is important we make the right move when necessary. So brothers and sisters, in support of the Palestinians against the tyrants of the world, I want us to chant these slogans together. Death to America!
Death to America!
Death to America!
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel!
From the rivers to the sea, Palestine will be free!
From the rivers to the sea, Palestine will be free!
From the rivers to the sea, Palestine will be free! Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So my last quote for tonight is from Imam Khomeini, which says, one characteristic of the event of Karbala is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam's movement was solely and truly for the sake of Allah,
for the religion and for rectifying the society of Muslims. Again, one characteristic of the event of Karbala is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam's movement was solely and truly for the sake of Allah, for the religion, and for rectifying the society of the Muslims. So brothers and sisters, it is important to keep the movement of Imam Hussein alive in our hearts, in our societies, and wherever we go.